Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Saha Solar Limited H2 and FY26 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinion, and expectation of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pramit Brahmbhatt. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the management call of Saha Solar Financial Year Annual Reports. First of all, I would like to thank all the stakeholders, investors, and Saha's employees for their hard work and support during the financial year. As the year was a challenging year, considering the geopolitical situation, supply chain challenges, as well as the delay payments, despite all the challenges, we managed to increase our turnover to 419 crores from 329 crores in the previous year, and we have seen the 27% of the growth during the year. Profit after tax also increased to 29.6 crores compared to 27.5 crores in the previous financial year. During the financial year, we had a working capital loan from IREDA, which we managed to pay off in the month of April 2026. That was 2 months prior to the completion date, which gives us immense pleasure to say that the company cleared the working capital debts borrowed for the previous projects. Apart from that, we managed to have a stronger operational foundation during this year, and as the company is growing, we are also diversifying our projects and the product portfolio during this year. With this, I would like my colleague, Dhaval Soni, to take you through the financial numbers and the other presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Pramit sir. Good morning, everyone. It gives us immense pleasure to present the financial numbers of Saha Solar Limited. The result is very impressive for us, and as you can see, revenue has increased to 308 crores in half year two, which represents 33% year-on-year growth. EBITDA has rose to 25%, representing 43 crores, and PAT has also increased 9% on a year-on-year basis. ROE and ROC, return on equity and return on capital employed, are also decent, and which represent 24% and 16.6%. Debt equity ratio has turned out to be 1.27, as we have taken the loan from IREDA and at the end of the balance sheet year. Further, we are in India, and we are manufacturing our products, and we have 14+ years of experience. So overall, we have order book of 402 crores as on 31st March 2026. Revenue has grown at 58% at CAGR during financial year 2022-2026, if you consider 5 years. During the entire period from last five years, we have installed 60,000+ solar water pumps, and we have 35 MW projects signed with companies and industrial parks for the execution stage. 14% of EBITDA margin is very decent during half year FY26, and we have still annual capacity of 100 MW. So revenue growth is 419 crores as on financial year 26, which represents 27% of the number, and we have domestic as well as international footprints. We have expanded our presence in Uganda and Zambia as well. Further, we have received and we have in pipeline new project portfolios, which include AC and LT distribution panels and CSS, which is compact substation. And we have also won 4.8 MW DREP project, which will be developed in Gujarat. We have also entered in an exclusive partnership with NDDB, which is arm of ID only. And we have around 10,000 plus bulk milk coolers over the next 3 years, which will be solarized along with the battery systems. And we further believe that, and we are of the strong opinion that our revenue growth will be 30% plus in the upcoming 3 years. And we are very much sure of maintaining 12% plus EBITDA in the next 3 years. Our key drivers will include the new technology, which is anti-soil coating and nanotechnology coating, which will increase the lifespan of the panel and reduce the degradation, which is a very common problem as of now. Further, as we have spoke about the order book, which is of 402 crore, solar water pumping system will represent 107 crore of order book. Off-grid solar system with BESS will represent 44 crore. And grid connected solar system will represent 251 crore. Further, we have in-house manufacturing facilities for the backward integration, which is our subsidiary company. So we are manufacturing module mounting structure and controller in-house. We also have the international pipeline in Zambia, which is having an estimated value of 55 crore, and the agreement is already signed. Further, we have executed projects across India, where majorly the projects are executed in Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Tripura, Assam and Gujarat, and we have pan-India branches and manufacturing facility in Gujarat. So we are under execution of 4.8 megawatt TREP government plan. Currently, we have 62.8 crore or 12 megawatt UPNEDA turnkey solar projects in UP. Sahaj has qualified for UPNEDA's 500 megawatt rooftop RESCO tender across government and semi-government buildings in Uttar Pradesh, which will represent 25 kilowatt to 2000 kilowatt and intends to do 1500 megawatt. Further, the global expansion, producing power in Zambia for a 10 megawatt project related to EPC, which we intend to complete by financial year 27. As you can see from the financial performance, EBITDA margin has remained stable around 13%. PAT margin has marginal impact from 8% to 7%. Debt equity ratio, as explained earlier, it has increased as we have taken the loan in the last quarter of the financial year. Working capital days, as you can see, it has increased the debtors days as the projects are mainly executed with the government, and there was a delay from the government for the payment cycle. EBITDA margin has reduced by 31 basis points, and PAT margin has remained stable, but PAT margin has the impact of overall the due to increase in interest cost. Out of the total debtors, there are certain debtors which are linked with the creditors and which represent the exhibitions by the creditors as they want certain share of their revenue from the government project. And we have aligned agreement with them to have the arrangement which they will be realizing upon the debtors collection. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dhaval sir. I hope your remark has been completed. Shall we begin with the question and answer session? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Urmisha from MoneyWisers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Hope I am audible.
Yes, you
Hello.
Are. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my first question is on the order book. How much do we expect to be completed by FY27 out of the 402 crores?
During FY27, right?
Yeah.
So we We assume this entire order book of 402 crore will be executed during this financial year 2027, as we are faster in executions. And apart from that, we are also executing more orders. And so we are pretty much sure that this order book will be executed during this financial year 2027.
So when you say faster in execution, what is the average timeline for a project? I mean, I can understand if you could just give me a rough color, but it's 12 to 14 months or whatever it is. If you could just give me a timeline, because 402 crores is your current order book, and you are saying that the entire order book will be completed in FY27.
Yeah. So definitely, it depends on the project to project. So we have various kind of projects, which ranges from 3 months to 12 months, and certain projects will be executed by the end of 18 months, within 18 months. So this 402 crores order book and upcoming order book, which may be confirmed during this quarter, out of the total order book, this 402 crore is very much executable during this financial year.
Okay. And what is the pipeline of new orders?
So we have bidded for more than 1,000 crore orders, but the numbers are yet to be confirmed depending on the awards. So it will not be appropriate.
Sure. Yeah. That's it. So when you say we will grow by 30%, have we factored in the delay in payments from the government agencies? Because you did say that our receivables had were stressed a bit. So have we factored that in when we say that we will grow by 30%?
Yes, we have definitely factored the delayed and stressed payment. But from February 2026, now onwards, the funds are getting released from the central and state governments, and we have received an ample amount of collections. And about the financing arrangement, we have taken the loan from IRDA, which is of 125 crore, during the last quarter of financial year 26. So we have already factored the working capital gap, and we are very much sure that this will suffice our requirement.
Right. So our current debt to equity is 1.26. I know you did highlight that we have taken a fresh loan from IRDA. So are we comfortable at this level, or going forward as we expand, our debt to equity will be subpar 1 or something? And what is the average borrowing cost?
So our average borrowing cost is coming around 11 to 12%. But as the financial numbers and performance will improve, we are factoring the reduction of the interest cost. And gradually the interest cost will come down.
What do you expect as a ballpark figure? Can you just give some color on that? From 11 to 12, it will be... to what extent can it come down to?
That is on the higher chart, but we are targeting somewhere between 9 to 10%.
Okay. Okay. So one final question before I join back. What is the status of Zambia projects, and till when it can contribute to the top line?
Zambia project is under execution. We have entered as a MOU with the government. So we will be executing this using this financial year 27.
Okay, sure. Thank you. I'll join back the queue for further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Our next question comes from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, hello. Yes. Firstly, on the dairy cold chain project that we have, close to 10,000 bulk milk coolers that we are to deploy in the next 3 years, what is the progress on that order? Yeah.
So as I explained earlier during our last call, we have already given the proof of concept and it is approved by the NDDB. And we have demonstrated our product and they are very well okay with the product, and they confirm that they will be going ahead with our development.
Mm-hmm.
So during next 3 years, we anticipate the orders will start coming.
And these 10,000 bulk milk coolers, what sort of value are we at deploying them at? So like, what is the order size we can expect from this, and will this delivery be very in a linear manner, like happening at an equal percentage for the next 3 years, or will it have a major flow happening at the end of the third year?
No, it will start coming from this year, half year two maybe. And it ranges from a different capacity. So it is generally 9 lakh to 35 lakhs is the average cost of the BMC, bulk milk chiller. And it depends on the liter capacity. It is, say, 150 liter to 10,000 liters per BMC.
Interesting. Okay. And so this order is not included in our order book. Is that understanding correct?
Sorry?
This order has not been included in our order book. Is that correct?
Yeah, is that correct? Yes. That order is not included in the order book.
Okay, so what sort of this 40% growth are you this 40% growth that we are assuming for FY27, what percentage do you see revenue recognition happening from this order?
So at this stage, it is very difficult to give the exact percentage of this BMC bulk milk chiller related orders. But as the progress will come, we will keep updating the investors about it during our presentations.
Okay, that is great. And the margins that we have close to around 13%, 12-13%, are we confident of holding them for the next year as well?
Yes, we are very much confident about the performance of the company during next 3 years.
Okay. And I think interest cost has kind of significantly increased for FY26. Do you see it kind of consolidating, or do we see this as the kind of range that we're going to continue on for the next few years because of the growth coming in?
Yeah, as I explained earlier during the numbers, interest cost has gone up significantly as we had to take fresh loan from IREDA. And the reason being the working day cycle and the payment collection from the debtors, which has slowed down during the first half. And apart from that, Q3 was also slow in the collection. But from February 26, the flows have started coming in. And we are now in a very comfortable situation of the working capital. And we have repaid our 100 crore working capital loan of IREDA during the first week of April 26, which is mentioned in the presentation.
Okay. Yeah, that is it from my side. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Mayuresh Rawat from Invest for Edu. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So first of all, what is the execution timeline for the 4.8 megawatt DREBP project in Gujarat?
So the 4.8 megawatt project was already awarded during last financial year, that is FY26, and it will be 100% executed during this financial year 27. And we have already started executing it.
Sir, and what is the current order inflow pipeline for FY27?
The ordering pipeline is 402 crore.
And so
the order
it will be executed completely?
Sorry?
Complete execution in FY27?
Yeah, yes, we are confident of executing this order book during this financial year.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You. Our next question comes from the line of Harshi Javiri from CBA Asset Managers LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. First, sir, what is the update on the module manufacturing CapEx?
Hello, pardon please.
What is the update on the module manufacturing CapEx?
Yeah, so we have already upgraded our technology, and this module manufacturing line is already deployed, and the existing facility is running up. That 100 megawatt facility, which is there.
So what is the current capacity as you speak, and what is the utilization level?
So current capacity is same 100 megawatt, and it is currently utilized at 60% capacity, roughly near 60% capacity.
And so I think it was going to increase to 2 gigawatts over the next 2 years.
So, sorry, pardon me, your voice is quite slow.
So we have a CAPEX plan to add around 1500 megawatt total capacity, correct?
Yeah. So as informed on the exchange also and our, on our earlier presentation, so we have shifted this 750 megawatt plan to Dubai. This information is also available on the NSE platform. We have realigned our business, considering the geopolitical and the current capacities in India.
Okay. So next question on the cash flows. So do we think that we can go cash flow from operating level at a positive level in, by the next fiscal year, or we see a negative CFO due to the capital working capital intensive business structure?
Yeah, but that will be eased out. The negative cash flow was mainly due to debtor cycle stuck up. The debtor cycle has started improving gradually, and with the new loan of 125 crore from IREDA, and the new cash flow coming in, we are very much positive that this, from this half year to the cash operating cash flow will be positive.
Okay. I understand due to the increase in the interest cost, we had a miss on the PAT margin guidance that we have guided. Going forward, we are guiding for a 30% revenue growth in FY27, which comes. So for that, do we have any PAT margin guidance? Because I think the interest cost will also increase significantly from where we are in FY26.
So current PAT margin has effect due to the higher interest cost and Pan India expansion by the company during the half year two and a strong execution. But we are very much confident that going forward, whatever investment has been done by the company in the strategic locations, the result will come as a growth of the company in the revenue, and gradually the profit will also be in the line with the guidance.
Okay. So last question. In case the PM Kusum scheme has not been renewed, or if there is any delay from the government, how much impact do we see on our upcoming growth guidance?
So we, apart from the PM Kusum, we are also focusing on the multiple projects and new product developments like this BMC and other projects and products. So even if the PM Kusum scheme is delayed or 2.0 will be delayed, we are very much confident that we will be not impact much, and we will be able to execute other projects.
Okay, thank you and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Aniket Redkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, just wanted to understand how is the company positioned to benefit from such government initiatives like the PM Surya Ghar initiative and the Government of India's energy targets, which they have set. So how are we positioning and how are we exploring such opportunities from the market?
Yes. So, as you mentioned, PM Surya Ghar Yojana. So our target is to focus more on the commercial and industrial segments. We are not focused much on the residential rooftop. So, that is not our next target. So we are focusing more on the commercial and industrial segment and the other DREBP or PPA-like agreements.
So, sir, this
Thank you.
DCR projects also, we are not looking into DCR projects.
No, as of now, we are not exploring DCR projects.
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
hello. Yeah, hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
I just want to add that the DCR is becoming mandatory for the government-funded project as well as the grid connector projects. So wherever there is a grid connector project and such requirement comes, DCR will be used.
Okay. Okay. Sir, the new implementation of this ALMM policy, is it affecting our business or competitive position in the market?
ALMM was implemented anyway a couple of years back. So ALMM is not impacting. ALCM, the one where the cell is required, the domestic cell is required, that impact has to be ascertained once the policy is fully rolled out. But right now, considering the cell availability of the domestic content, it looks like that it is not going to impact the overall business proposition.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Got it. And sir, one last question. Can you provide a guidance on our revenue growth expectation for FY27?
For FY27, we are looking at least 30% plus growth. Definitely, we have quite a few projects in pipeline, but the existing order book is around 420 plus crores. So based on that, we can say that we can expect 30% plus growth in the coming this financial year.
Okay. Okay. And sir, what about margins? Because margins are remain stable despite the revenue, strong revenue growth, as we can see. So, what are we expecting?
So as we have seen even in this year, our EBITDA margin more or less remains same despite of a disturbance in the supply chain during last
Correct, correct, correct.
couple of
Correct.
months. So considering that, I think EBITDA margin will remain to be continue to remain same.
Okay.
And the payment cycle has improved specifically in the Kusum project from Maharashtra. So I think we expect that our finance cost will come down and that will give us a better margin in the coming financial year.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mahesh Kumar with MU Invest. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I had three questions for this quarter. So receivables have increased sharply around 323 crores, and that equity has also risen to 1.27x. So while the working capital loan has been rapid post year-end, how should investors think about sustainable working capital requirements and cash flow generation going forward, sir?
Sure. So this is a good question. I'm sure that you have seen the breakdown of the creditors from the total number of days. There are certain debtors are linked with our creditors. So around 60 crores of debtors are linked with our creditors. So that is not impacting our cash flow. So the goods were procured from the vendors based on the payment received from the customers. So that way, the actual number of days reduced significantly from what is shown as a debtor days from the normal balance sheet. And there is a note available for that in the balance sheet, in the results. So
Okay.
there is an improvement means from January and February, the payment has started coming faster from specifically the delayed payment from like state of Maharashtra specifically. And we expect that good number of debtors will be cleared in the first quarter or the first half of the financial year. We have seen significant movement post balance sheet date as well, but due to the sensitivity, we cannot disclose that number, but we have seen the good movement in that after the financial year end as well.
Okay, sir. Okay. So one more thing, sir, that we have guided around 30% of the revenue CAGR over the next 3 years. So can you please elaborate on the key growth drivers behind this guidance and how much contribution is expected from the EPC, solar pumps and the ID&T partnership?
Sure. So ID&T, as we have mentioned earlier also, we are still not considering that as a part of our order book. Obviously, the partnership is a long-term partnership, and in last year also, we have developed multiple products and the solutions for ID&T, and some of them have started being implemented in the field, and the field tests are going on. So that we are not considering in the order book. Despite of that, if you see the guidance of the order book of this year, the major chunk is coming from the solar and the battery-based solutions kind of projects we have in pipeline. So the major focus for the revenue chunk which we are expecting in the coming year is solar plus BESS kind of a solution, where we have seen a significant movement with our existing clients as well. Obviously, the solar pump and the Kusum 2 is going to remain there, but the growth is going to come from the solar plus BESS kind of a project and the off-grid solutions where we are working with the border security forces. So that's where we see the additional revenue and the good amount of growth we are expecting.
Okay, sir. And just one more last question. So with the 402 crore order book and increasing focus on the EPC and international market, what kind of margin trajectory like should we expecting over 2-3 years, especially considering the competitive intensity and the execution risk?
So we are not incorporating the margins coming from international market into our forecast or the numbers. We are consistent with the margins what we are getting in Indian markets, and that's what our projections are. Obviously, the international business is going to bring higher amount of margin, but as and when that executes, that margin will be reflected. So right now we are being a conservative, we are considering the margins coming from Indian market to be in line with the margins we are generating from last couple of years.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Our next question comes from the line of Akash Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a few questions. My first question is that, sir, your cash flow from operational activities are negative since last 2 years. Additionally, this year you have gone for working capital loan. Just want to know by when do we plan to be cash flow positive and what is the likely duration when this loan will be repaid?
Yeah. So the working capital loan was availed last year as well. So it was around 43 crore of the loan outstanding last year, and that loan increased up to 100 crore, and that got repaid at the end of the April 2026 this year. In terms of cash flow positive, of operation cash flow positive, we expect that considering the challenges there were there last year, should come to normalize by end of third quarter in this financial year. So whatever the old outstandings and the delayed payment, so that will come into the system by end of second quarter, beginning of third quarter, and we see that by the fourth quarter we should be cash flow positive. If something major project is not coming up where the cash flow deployment happened at the end of the year, but based on the current timeline, we see that by end of the third or beginning of fourth quarter it should happen. But considering the nature of business, the working capital requirement is going to remain high. So that's something we need to consider as well, that the normal turnaround cycle, instead of four times turnover, it is happening three, even sometimes lesser than three cycles a year. And the deployment of the funds are happening at the end of the financial year normally, because when all the projects are live. So the deployment happens so aggressively in the last quarter every year. So the external fundings are required. So that is one of the nature of the business. But considering consistency, this year we expect that by end of the third quarter, we'll see things are going towards a positive cash flow.
Okay. Okay, sir. So my next question is that you are eyeing for a few markets outside India. So how is the margin trajectory in these countries compared to India, and by when can we expect to have significant flows from these new acquisitions?
The margins are significantly better than Indian market for sure. Right now we have a couple of projects in pipeline. As we have announced in the past as well, the Zambia project is in pipeline. So, something is coming up in Mauritius as well. That's why we have incorporated the company there. So in these two places, we are at very advanced stage with the local regulatory authorities. Considering the nature of operations in these countries, things move very slow. But we are trying to make sure that the things are done in a way where the interest of the company is taken care, and that's how things are moving slow. But we are hopeful that in this first half of the financial year, we'll see some of this project goes on the ground.
Okay, sir. So my last question is that how are we impacted by the supply chain disruptions? I mean, what is the percentage of raw material that we are importing from outside India that is vulnerable to these shocks?
In the supply chain disruption, we have seen very significant disruption in the last quarter, specifically last 6 weeks of the year, and that's where the maximum pressure of the managing supply chain is on the company. Sometimes it's not a direct material you import, but our vendors who supply us the goods, their raw material is imported. For example, for the Kusum scheme, we are buying a solar water pump from the outside. Now those pump magnets are imported. The HDP pipes which we need to supply to the for this pump, the PP granules are based on the crude, and the crude availability was a big challenge. So there was a challenge. We were in a very good position that we gave advances to our vendors on time before this event happened, and we had agreement in place. Despite a force measure triggered by many of the suppliers, we managed to get all the supply, whatever we wanted, on time. Obviously, there was a cost impact on that, but none of our supply got hampered. So that way we managed it. But yes, there is a good amount of price movement we have seen in the prices of copper, aluminium, PP-based material, as well as the magnets. So there was some sort of the gross margin level correction we had because of that. But more or less, the supply chain we managed, and now things are more streamlined. Because of the year-end pressure, many companies wanted to achieve their targets and finish their work. So there was very high amount of pressure on the vendors. But for us, it was we managed it pretty well. At the same time, you know, the gas availability also created a challenge for the hot dip galvanized plant. So overall, yes, margin level impact has come, and it is still in the system. But the supply chain, all in all, it is managed now.
Got it, sir. Thank you for your answers.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Nimish Pandey from MK Investments. Please go ahead. Nimish, you may please proceed ahead with the question.
Am I audible or not?
Your voice is very low.
Yes, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you may please proceed. Thank you.
No, sir, I have, first of all, congratulations on the numbers. And I have a couple of questions. And the first one being, like, what is the current utilization level of the 100 megawatt module manufacturing capacity?
Sorry, come again. What is the?
What is the current utilization level of the 100 MW
module? Okay, so we are utilizing the modules for our own production, and considering the project situation, it is again one shift utilization we are doing. So around 30-35 MW kind of utilization we are doing for our own consumption.
Okay, got it, sir. And so my second question is, I mean, just my might have or somebody have asked this question, but still, if I've missed out. So does the company have any plans for further capacity expansion going forward?
In the modules?
Yeah.
So the module expansion, we already put on hold, what we had, and we made an announcement for the same in the month of January, February, that we are not expanding our manufacturing capacity considering the existing market situation.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir. That's answer my question.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Siddhi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes. May I have your full name, please?
Yeah, it's Sid Bhotadra.
Sid Bhotadra. Thank you so much. You may please proceed.
Yeah, so I had three major questions. First being the sort of unit economics for the new plant that we have put up in Abu Dhabi, if I'm not wrong. So, like, what is the
The plant is not been put up there yet. It is
Yeah, which we are about to put.
Yeah, so it is under consideration, right? Yes.
Yeah, so, while doing the unit economic stuff, what is the typical ROE that we are expecting from that plant?
Once we analyze that part, and all the commercial terms agreed with our partners, we'll make an official announcement for that at that point of time.
Okay, that helps. And secondly, I believe that in the previous quarters, we were, you gave some updates on the recycling part of our business, the recycling arm. So is there any update on that end?
Yes, so the plant is being commissioned and waiting for the CTO certification now.
Okay, yeah, that works. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would like to hand the conference over to Dhaval sir for closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you very much for showing your interest in Sahaj Solar Limited, and we assure you that the company will be progressing as per the guidance provided earlier. And we wish everyone a good day, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sahaj Solar Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.